We're making available $235 million. Now, that's a pre-sequestration number. Hopefully, Congress will eliminate sequestration. If not, it may be adjusted at some point in time, but we're hopeful that the full $235 million will be available for utilization. We are looking forward to having the same kind of robust interest in this second go-round as we did in the first set of announcements. When we had literally 600 pre-applications, over 250 projects that were initially approved for full applications, the demand was six times the amount of resource that was available, and we are seeing significant leveraging of the over $330 million that was announced last year. We learned a lot from that first go-round. We learned that we need to probably limit the grant amount to no more than $10 million. And that would be both combined financial and technical assistance value. We know that we need to ask our partners as they're applying for these resources to identify specifically what they believe the technical assistance requirements would be from NRCS so that that can be factored accurately into the grant proposal. NRCS knows that it has to work on payment eligibility and limitation issues. And we're going to try to speed up and streamline the process so that we can make decisions more quickly to get these resources to work more efficiently and more effectively. We are convinced that this resource will be matched at least dollar for dollar, so that overall, after the $1.2 billion that's been set aside by Congress has been fully authorized and fully appropriated, we would expect and anticipate in excess of $2.4 billion of conservation activity.